Hey everyone, welcome back. You ready to
Yeah.
jump into another deep dive?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Today we're looking into something that I think is going to be pretty relevant to a lot of people, especially anybody who buys things online.
Yeah.
And the story that we're diving into comes from this article called Veracore Zero-Day Vulnerabilities Exploited in Supply Chain Attacks. Growing cybersecurity threat.
Oh, wow. What a title.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful. But it's a really interesting story. And, one of the things that stood out to me when I was reading this
Yeah.
was just how this case kind of shines a light on this trend
Yeah.
that I feel like we're seeing more and more of in the cybersecurity world.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's not just about protecting like your credit card information anymore
Right.
or, your
It's
passwords.
about protecting the systems.
Absolutely, the systems and the
Yeah.
infrastructure,
Yeah, the
which
actual stuff.
makes our lives.
Up stuff, yeah. That gets you like your new phone or those shoes that you ordered or like
Right.
whatever you're buying online or
Yes, true.
exactly shipped to your house. Like that whole process is now kind of
Vulnerable in a
all under
chair.
attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this case involves this company called Veracore.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of them?
I have not.
I hadn't either. But they make software
Okay.
that's used to manage warehouses on shipments.
So like logistics.
Yeah, like the behind the
Yeah,
scenes
the
is really,
backbone that
really.
most of us don't even think about.
Right.
So before we get into the details of this attack,
Yeah.
I want to kind of step back for a second, just make sure we're all on the same page about what we're talking about here.
Okay.
So when we talk about zero-day vulnerabilities,
Oh, yeah, that's a good place to start.
yeah, can you kind of break that down for us in like
So
simple terms?
imagine your house, right? And like you were saying, you've got like all the doors and windows locked.
Right.
But there's this like secret hidden door
Okay.
that you don't even know about. But some burglars, they got the blueprints right. They know exactly how to get in. That's basically what a zero-day vulnerability is. It's a flaw in the software that the developers don't even know about yet. But the hackers, they figured it out.
They found the secret door.
They found the secret
Okay,
stuff.
so in this case, the hackers, they found a couple of these secret doors
Right.
in this Veracore software.
Two, to be exact.
Yeah. And one of them basically allowed them to sneak in like malicious files.
Yeah, it's almost like smuggling a virus in.
Right, like almost like uploading a virus or some other kind of bad code into the system.
Yeah.
And the other one let them like mess around with the company's database.
Oh, so they could steal data.
Yeah, like potentially steal information or change information.
Oh, wow, that's pretty serious.
So we've got our secret doors, right?
Yeah.
Now, who are the burglars in this story?
Well, this is where it gets
The
even more interesting.
group behind this is called the XE Group.
XE Group.
Yeah.
And you might have heard of them before, because they used to be known for like stealing credit card numbers and passwords.
Yeah, the classic stuff.
Yeah, like the classic cyber criminal stuff.
Right.
But guess what? They've kind of upped their game.
They've leveled up.
They've leveled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not after our credit cards anymore.
Not just that.
Who are
Nah.
they after?
They shifted their focus to supply chain.
Supply chains. Okay.
Okay. And they're going after.
So instead of just stealing money, they're going
Just
after
going after the
the
company
companies that make the system
instead of
work.
Veracore.
Right. And they realize that by targeting companies like Veracore, which are like really crucial to the
Yeah.
flow of goods and
The
information,
whole system.
yeah, they can cause way more disruption than just
Yeah.
stealing some credit card number.
Way more damage, yeah.
Yeah. So this isn't just about like protecting your wallet anymore. This is about protecting the whole system that brings you like
Yeah.
the products that you buy.
It's a much bigger game now.
Yeah, it's like a whole other level.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way they actually carried this attack out is also pretty interesting.
Okay.
So back in January 2020,
2020.
they used one of those vulnerabilities, the
Okay.
one that let them kind of mess with the database,
Right.
to get their initial access.
Okay, so that was their way in.
Yeah, that was like their foot in the door. Oh, hold on though. 2020.
Yeah.
Are you saying they've been in the system this whole time?
Well, that's the scary part.
Yeah,
For like
fun.
four over 4 years.
4 years. How is that even possible?
So once they were in, they install something called web shells.
Web shells. Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of those.
Yeah, so think of it like a digital backdoor.
Yeah.
It basically allows them to sneak back in whenever they want, undetected.
Oh, wow. So it's like
Yeah.
they get in once
Yeah.
and then they leave a way to come back.
Exactly.
And these web shells just sat there. for 4 years.
Dormant.
Dormant.
For over 4 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What does that tell us about how these attackers operate?
I think it shows that they're patient and they're strategic.
It's not just like a smash and grab. They're not just trying to get in and get out quick.
The long game.
Yeah, they're playing the long game.
Yeah.
So they have this secret access just waiting to be activated.
Mm.
This feels like something that all businesses really need to be aware of.
Oh, absolutely. Especially anyone dealing with like products and shipping and logistics.
Yeah, like anybody who's relying on software.
Especially for their supply chain.
Yeah, to manage their supply chain.
Yeah.
So like imagine, let's just play this out for a second.
Okay.
What could actually happen if a group like this got control of a company's warehouse management system?
I mean, think about it. They could delay shipments.
Okay.
They could mess with orders or even like shut down operations entirely. Yeah, it's not just about stolen data anymore.
It's about real world disruption.
It's about disrupting the entire flow of goods.
And like, what would that do to a company?
Oh, man. I mean, think about it. Lost revenue.
Yeah.
Damaged reputation.
And like, who even knows what else?
Who knows?
Yeah. So it's like a glimpse into a potential future.
Yeah.
Where cyber attacks can have this.
A real world impact.
Yeah. A real world impact on things we take for granted.
And like, I think this is something that a lot of people don't realize. Like everything you buy, everything you use, it all goes through this complex network of suppliers and manufacturers and distributors. And if any part of that system is compromised, it can have a ripple effect.
Yeah, it can mess up the whole thing.
Throughout the whole thing.
Okay, so this is starting to sound pretty serious.
Yeah.
What can businesses do to protect themselves?
Well, the good news is there are things companies can do.
Okay.
The first step is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Just make sure all your software is up to date.
Like install the latest updates?
Latest security patches, yeah. Think of it like locking your doors and windows.
Okay.
It's basic security hygiene.
So just like we install updates on our phones and computers.
Exactly.
Businesses need to make sure that their software is patched.
Regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And in this case, the company that makes Veracore, they did release some patches.
They did.
But
it's not always that simple.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, because like those web shells we talked about.
Right.
They can be really hard to detect.
So how do you find them?
Wow.
Like how do you get rid of those things?
Companies need to really strengthen their server and network security.
Okay, so like more than just installing updates.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
So they can use tools like web application firewalls.
Web application firewalls.
Yeah, we call them WFs for short.
WFs, okay.
They act like security guards.
Also, they're like digital bouncers.
Exactly.
Keeping the bad guys out.
Yeah. I like that analogy.
Okay.
And then on top of that, they also need to be really vigilant about monitoring their systems.
Like, what does that involve?
Think of it like having security cameras and like checking the footage regularly.
Okay, so like looking for suspicious activity.
Exactly.
Okay, so build strong walls and keep a close eye on things.
Pretty much.
What about those security audits that we hear about?
Oh, yeah. Penetration testing.
Yeah. Are those helpful?
Absolutely. That's where ethical hackers. Yeah, the good guys.
Okay.
They basically try to break into your systems.
Oh, so it's like a fire drill.
It is. It's a fire drill for your cybersecurity.
So you're basically trying to find the weaknesses before the bad guys do.
Before they do, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about like the human element?
Oh, the human factor.
Yeah. Because I feel like we've all heard stories about employees accidentally clicking on a phishing email or
using a weak password.
Yeah, like using their dog's name as their password.
Yeah. Right. You're right. The human factor is often the weakest link.
Yeah. So it's not just about having the right technology.
No.
It's about making sure people know.
It's about the people.
How to use it.
Yeah.
Safely and responsibly.
That's why employee training is so important.
Yeah. So companies need to educate their staff about these threats and how to protect themselves.
Yeah. Cybersecurity awareness.
Yeah. There's one more thing I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
You mentioned something earlier about incident response plans.
Oh, yeah.
What are those?
So that's basically like a plan for what to do if something bad actually happens.
Okay. So like even if you do everything right.
Exactly.
There's still a chance that something
could slip
through the cracks. So you need to have a plan for what to do if you get attacked.
Because how you respond can make a huge difference.
So it's like having a fire escape route.
I like it.
For your digital world.
Yeah. You need to know what to do in an emergency.
Okay, and like what would that include?
So things like having backups of your data, knowing who to contact, having a clear communication plan, all that stuff.
So it sounds like cybersecurity is a lot more than just like installing antivirus software. It's like...
It's a whole way of thinking.
Yeah, whole culture.
A whole culture, yeah.
That businesses need to embrace. If we zoom out a bit here,
okay,
what does this XE Group's shift from stealing data to targeting supply chains really tell us?
Well, I think it signals a pretty significant shift
in
the cybersecurity landscape. It tells us that cyber criminals are getting more ambitious, more strategic, and potentially more dangerous.
Yeah, because it's not just about like stealing money anymore. It's about
It's about disrupting, causing chaos.
And like potentially holding entire industries hostage.
Potentially, yeah.
Wow. That's a pretty chilling thought.
It is.
Like empty store shelves and delayed shipments and businesses grinding to a halt. It sounds like something out of a...
Like a dystopian movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. But it's a reality that we need to be prepared for.
We do.
Okay. So before we wrap up, let's just kind of recap the key takeaways here.
Yeah.
You give us a lot to think about.
I tried.
So first we learned about zero-day vulnerabilities.
Right. Those hidden flaws.
Yeah. Those secret doors.
The secret doors. Yeah.
And how important it is to keep your systems updated and patched.
Absolutely.
To protect against those threats.
That's the first line of defense.
Yeah. And I think even if you've never heard of Veracore,
this
story just shows how...
How vulnerable we all are.
Yeah, how vulnerable we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, we talked about how the XE Group is shifting to targeting supply chains.
Right.
And that this is like a...
It's a growing trend.
Yeah, a growing trend that can really disrupt critical infrastructure.
Absolutely.
And have a real-world impact on...
All of us.
Yeah, on all of us.
Yeah.
And then finally, we talked about the importance of like a multi-layered approach to cybersecurity. It's not just about...
It's not just one thing.
Yeah, it's not just about having the best technology or the best software.
It's about the whole picture.
Yeah, it's about having the right mindset,
mm-hmm.
the right processes in place.
Employee training.
Yeah, employee training, incident response.
Incident response.
All of that.
All of it.
This has been a really fascinating and honestly a bit unsettling deep dive.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I would just say like, you know, we've talked about all these threats and how they're constantly evolving. So the question is like, how do we stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah, how do we make sure that our digital world is safe and secure?
It's a challenge.
It is.
But it's one that we have to face.
That's a great question to leave us with. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Stay safe out there and stay curious.